Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
Welcome back to Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. Yeah. My name is Sopa Rush.
I'm Morgan.
And I'm Blair.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, how are y'all feeling?
I am feeling good and grateful and just
incredible. Like we're a couple episodes in, like quite a few episodes in. I feel like this has been good. I hope you guys have been enjoying all the episodes.
We're almost at the end.
Yeah. We're almost at the end.
Already.
Yes. Yes. First of all, if you just actually pause right now, if you've been enjoying these episodes, just go ahead and just give us some feedback in the comments, like, subscribe, all of that. But while you're doing that, we're going to jump into the game. Let's just go ahead and jump into the game. Y'all already know by now we do It's Giving Motherhood. We get our paddles. Gold means yes. White means no. You only have a couple seconds to answer. The right answer is the first answer.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
All right? Yep. All right. So I'm going to read a few questions if you're new to this. And that's where we're going to go with it. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Are you a parent in a blended family? Were you raised in a blended family? Are you the biological parent in your blended family? Do you think a bonus child should call their step-parent mom or dad? Should a step-parent be able to discipline their bonus child? Also,
two different perspectives here.
Does the biological parent have final say over discipline? So hard. Should a consistent experience be between both households?
Absolutely.
Yes. Have you ever felt spiteful towards the other parent and acted on it? Does the biological parent have the final say over the discipline? Mm-hmm. Let's go now.
These are hard.
Who wrote these?
I don't know. But we need to explain our two different perspectives on this too.
Yeah.
So you go.
So when I said, it's just so hard because for the discipline part and like the parent having the final say, I think it just depends on the dynamic. Because we say biological parent, but it's like, who is the primary parent? I mean, that's what they call it in the courtroom, you know, like who has primary custody and things like that. And so I feel like when it comes to discipline, it should be a thing where we're both like talking about it. But if the child is primarily living with me, or, you know, the child is primarily living with the father, I think it needs to be their ultimate decision kind of, because they're the ones who have to deal with the results of it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's hard. So I'm the step parent in my situation, whereas you're the biological parent. So in the ages are also different.
Yes.
My stepdaughter's 15. So if she did something, of course, I think there would be a discussion between me and my husband and also talking to her biological mother, her primary parent.
Yeah.
And getting on the same page, like if her mother said she can't use her phone, she can't use her phone, period.
Yeah.
And I think if she did something in our home, we would share that with her, but I don't think I'd feel comfortable saying, you have to do the same thing we're doing because she has primary custody of her child. Right. She's done an amazing job. So it is a tough.
It is.
It's tough.
And for me, I would say like the age. So my daughter's 10 and I've been married to my husband since we've been together since she was 2. So she's grown up with him and she does primarily live with us. So that's her dad, you know? So when it comes to discipline, we make those decisions together. We only include the other parent if it is like absolutely necessary, to be totally honest, because it's our household. Yes. And I think it's just important to be able to run our household in a way that we see fit.
Yes.
So it's a little rough sometimes, but I do allow my husband to, you know, discipline her. And the discipline is usually when it comes to discipline, that's a whole nother topic because, you know, buzzwords these days and the, you know, gentle parenting and all of that. No, we don't like put hands on our children. Definitely not the 10-year-old because it's just that's at this point that she's too old to be getting hit. But yeah, like I think he's okay. Like I'm okay with him having a sit down with her. Like there are times actually where I feel like there's a necessary respect.
Yeah, go talk to your daughter.
Yeah,
go,
like there's a respect that needs to happen because for him, and I'm sure you can probably say the same thing, is you want the parent to feel comfortable in their stance and in their, you know, parenting stance. So there are times where I will step out of situations altogether and just let him be a father. And I think that's important.
I think the difference for us, because we're not the primary parent, when she comes to us, we kind of get to play good cop, which probably isn't fair to her mother.
It's not.
it's not. So it's like, if something, like something happened once and we got the information and we're just able to talk to her about it and, you know, work it out with her and discuss and like, this is why it's not good. And this is, you know, what should happen. Or actually it might not be that bad, but we don't have to experience it the same. So we've never really had to be in like, disciplinary like phase. It's tough,
especially if the child doesn't live with you primarily.
Yes,
that part, because then the child also almost sees like that other household is like, to me it's like, this is fun. Like this is the amusement park for the weekend, you know, like no matter what you're doing, because there's a certain amount of like standard that isn't, while it can be consistent or not, it's just not as upheld and as strong as it is in the biological household. I feel like
coming from someone who didn't, I don't have a blended family, but I grew up in one, and the discipline from my stepfather, I don't feel like there was ever anything, like there was respect for him, but he was never able to like discipline me because I didn't grow up in his household, you know. But my mom had to help raise his kids, and the discipline is something that they struggled with a lot. That caused a lot of like issues in their marriage because it was like the boundaries weren't there. So it's really cool to like hear you guys talk about it and like have that good relationship, even though it's kind of hard at points where you're like, the discipline between these parents can get a little complicated.
But I think it's good to what you said about boundaries. We never actually sat down and talked about boundaries. I met my stepdaughter, KK, when she was four, probably after maybe 4 to 6 months after dating, not too long. And we never actually had that discussion. Just KK was in our life, you know? And I think that could make things more difficult if you don't have those conversations.
If you don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then not to mention if you bring other kids in the mix, like for us, like, okay, you know, I have my daughter, my 10-year-old, but then me and my husband have the two kids together. And because she primarily lives at our home, it's like there's a certain standard and discipline that has, like, it's a non-negotiable because you don't get special privileges just because, you know what I'm saying? Like there should be no separation. I don't even do the like half sister thing. Like y'all are all brother and sister. We don't even do that separation because I think it just causes division. It's confusion. It's already confusing enough that, hey, I feel torn between two households and I'm having to like work through all those emotions and understand that to do the half sister and step like.
And we do that in my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a half brother.
Yeah.
I don't.
My half sister, I don't do, but like with my step siblings, but they drew that line for us. So it was kind of hard because we started off as sisters, but you know, it gets a little complicated.
Yeah.
So.
Family. But how did growing up in a blended family affect your views on marriage and motherhood? Like, would you have dated someone with kids?
I think so. Yeah. I never had like a negative take on it. I just knew that if I was to get in a relationship with someone who had a kid, I would have to have those boundaries set. I would have to like go into it knowing like this is what I have to look forward to. Yeah. These are things I don't want to do because I've witnessed it in my family. So
I agree. I feel like I always thought about, I think someone asked me that recently, like, would you have dated somebody, you know, when you were a single mom, would you have dated somebody with kids? And it actually took a moment for me to really think about it because I was like, would I have, like being the biological parent, it's two totally different things because you know what it's like on the other end. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I would have wanted to deal with somebody's baby mama. Yeah. You know, like I think I'm a pretty good baby mama, but I don't know that I would have wanted to deal with it. But at the same time, I feel like that's not fair because I didn't want to be counted out. Yeah. That was one of my biggest fears, is that I would be counted out because I had a child. And so I would never want that to be, it's already hard for these men out here. And so what I didn't want is to say, oh no, the kid is out of the question, you know?
Yeah. So my question for you, Blair, is did you ever struggle with treating your kids differently at some point?
I would say yes, not on purpose, but again, she's not in our home primarily. So I have to consciously be aware of things. Like one Christmas, I got, you know, the stockings over the mantle. Luckily, before she came, but it's like they were up and I was like, oh, and I have to, you know, hurry up and get that. But I always try, like when it comes to gifts, when it comes to everything, I make sure it's all equal. Yeah. But it's considering, like, I have to purposely consider it, not because I love her less, nothing like that. But when you don't see somebody consistently, and then also the way I grew up, I don't call my mom every day. I call my mom like probably every 2 to 3 weeks. So I have to purposely think, like, if I don't see somebody in front of me, I have to purposely remind myself, okay, I need to check in on KK. I need to do all this. Like when I'm going on trips, if my friend didn't tell me to call my daughter, I would not have called her. I can go days without my talking to my biological daughter, but KK doesn't know that.
Yeah.
And even if I tell her that what does that have to do with her? Mm-mm. You know, so it's just being purposeful and thinking about that. So
what about like for other, like the other family members? Like, have you ever just kind of like experienced the other family members not treating the like bonus child the same way?
No, because KK is the first grandchild.
Got you.
So she is like my mother-in-law and her like this because Norman was in college when she was like in existence. So they bonded so closely. And my mom's also very purposeful of like when she's getting gifts for my kids to think about KK. So no, KK was. She was treated very, she is treated very well.
I've seen and heard about, you know, that happening. I'm blessed to definitely have the same thing. Like my husband's parents, I don't know what I would do without them. Like literally they love all the kids equally. Like they check, sometimes they just check in on Layla, you know, like they're like, what's going, and they're very intentional about having very individual relationships with each of them. And even when she does go and like when they get all the kids, they'll even make it a point to take her to her other family members, like so that they can see her. Yeah. So it's like they're always very, very involved. But I have seen where people, you know, they draw the line.
That's what I was going to ask, since your situation was different. Yeah. I was like, I can already say, I'm already ready for your answer.
Yeah, this has been like, it's been a struggle, I think, because there has been that line drawn where it's like, this is my family and this is your family.
Yeah.
And it's been, and I think that's been hard for all of us, like my mom, my siblings, them, because it's like the, I think it's more so like you love their family more than you love our family type thing. So it's been really hard, but it's beautiful to see that you guys have that. And also my husband's family is like, he comes from a blended family and his blended family were, when I tell you they just flow so easily together. Mm-hmm. Like my husband, when he's played basketball, they would come to every single game, his bonus mom, his like biological mom, and they would sit together. Like there was never like any, you know what I'm saying? Like it was always
nice. I do want to get to that point. Yeah. I will be honest. We're not, and there's a distance there. Like we're all in different areas, but I do want to get to the point where one day we're like going on vacations together and stuff like that, because my biggest thing is it's about the child.
Yeah.
It wasn't their choice to get in this position. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, sometimes the adults make it too much about them and their, you know, the spitefulness and all that stuff. Like,
no, KK's not, mom will like come to, she came to my sister-in-law's conference and we were all together. So it's definitely been a blessing how we've been able to handle it.
Yeah.
I agree. How did it affect you emotionally growing up in a blend? Like, do you think it defined anything in your character?
I think it allowed me to be more patient and just extend more grace because at the end of the day, they're kids as well. And we all grew up together. And so although it is kind of like hard and challenging at times, just being gracious towards them because they don't know how to handle the emotions. I'm a little bit older than my step siblings. So they're processing everything and like, I am older. So to have more patience and grace and just like love them has been something that's really been helpful.
So it's like a support, like you're a support for them.
Kind of. More so for my siblings.
She's like, that's true. That's reaching.
Yeah, I mean, just to like give them more love, you know, even when it's hard.
Yeah.
So
that's what God do. That's what God do.
Yes. Yes. No, I would 100% agree. I didn't come from a blended family. So it's also like giving grace. Because this is like a whole nother layer on top of parenting that you're trying to figure out. And so even when it comes to the people who are going through this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to really like give yourself grace. I feel like we say that so many times, but it's so true because it's like, it's just another thing to navigate. Yeah. It's another thing to think about. It's another thing to work through. And there's so many moving pieces.
So many.
It's like playing chess sometimes. Like seriously, like making, you know, holidays and birthdays and summer vacations and like making sure it all works. Communication is the best thing in the world. Like, it's the more you communicate and the more you take yourself out of it, I think is like, where is that?
Oh, absolutely.
Where is that? Mm-hmm. And being okay with like, I know for me, I had to also be open to my husband's feedback when it came to all of the moving pieces and not just being like shutting him out and saying, no, this is my decision. Like, I think that.
And like, I think that makes a huge difference because you're the woman as the primary parent. Like, when KK's at my house, I make the decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, I'm the mom. So there's never been that issue. I don't know how it would be if it was the other way, but I make all this.
Yeah.
You want to do this? He'll be like, make sure you talk to her about this because her mom said this. Mm-hmm. So
It's not fair to him to just be like, nope, this is what I say.
Oh, yeah.
And let's be clear. Let me put it on the record. I've done that before. I've done that before. I have absolutely been like, nope, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, and then I saw how that affected our relationship because it almost is like I drew a line in our relationship of I respect you on everything else, but I don't respect you on this.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
And he's been around since she was two. Yeah. So he's like, like you said, that's his daughter.
Yeah. 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 Like he's just as invested in her life. Yeah. I feel like this is a great time to figure out what we got for the letter this week, B.
Oh man, this letter, it's got a lot to it. So give me some patience.
Okay.
It's got like a part A, B, C, D.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. You're going to have to like keep up.
Okay.
Keep up. Okay. All right. Take notes.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read our Hey Ma question of the week. Hey Ma, I had two kids and married my high school sweetheart. We then divorced very early. After having a little in these streets period, she laughed.
Right.
And then I met my current husband. I wonder if she met him in the street.
Probably.
Okay. I admit that I didn't do the work to heal before moving forward. Mm. Now me and my husband have a child together and we both have children from our previous relationships. And a lot of things are coming to the surface on both ends, but we argue the most about our differences about childhood. I know everyone is different, but my questions would be, how do I make my husband still feel included when the ultimate decision is up to me and the kid's father? I mean, is it? should each parent have individual bonding time with their own biological child? And how should communication work? Does the biological parent lead and the bonus parent backs up? Or if trust is there, just trust my husband to lead even in my biological child's life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're going to give this girl a name. Rachel. Sis, this is a lot. But it's real. Yeah. And I think it's a lot of the things that we touched on just now of like, it's a lot because that's a lot of moving parts. They both have children. So that means there's like 4, 6, 4, 5, 6
there's
parents.
Eight baby mamas and four baby daddies. Yeah. So yes. Like, okay.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. And so I'm like, we need to have a conference call.
Yeah. I think the boundaries have to be set because my first question is always, is the ultimate final decision up to her and the kid's father? Like in our case, it's not like that. Like my husband's not having a conversation with her mom usually about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She talks to both of us. So it just depends, but it's a joint thing. She tells us the issue. And then me and my husband actually talk about, okay, what's next with how we'll handle it.
It's giving, let's start a group chat.
Yes.
We need a group chat and we just need to, get on group FaceTime, figure things out. Because like, that's a lot of moving. I can't say that enough. That's a lot of moving parts. And if it's right now, it's four of us because, my daughter's, father just got married. Okay. So at first it was just three of us trying to work things out. Now it's four. I can't imagine.
Family on the other side.
No.
But it happens.
Yeah. And just having like that ultimate decision, I think the ultimate decision comes to the group.
Yeah.
It's no way around that. It just can't. I think that there will be constant chaos. Yeah. And that's probably what she's experiencing.
That's what I'm experiencing with my family. Yep. Because that's the thing. I think when my parents got together, there was no boundary set when it came to how to discipline the kids. Mm-hmm. And it literally feels like chaos all the time. Mm-hmm. Because like, if my mom tries to discipline it, then it's like, these aren't your kids and vice versa. So if you just set boundaries and communicate before you guys get in a serious relationship, I think it will make a world of a difference, And for Rachel.
Yeah. He just had to name her.
So should each parent have individual bonding time with their own biological child? Or I just think parents should have individual time with the children, period.
Yeah, I don't know if she meant something differently, but I see that as like, I'm sending you to, your daddy's house.
This is my child, so I need to go to King's Dominion with my child and the stepchild, my other.
Oh. So,
like, that's how I read it.
I'm thinking more like dating your kids, as in a sense, like taking them out, having one-on-one time.
Which is what I think you need to do
from both
in
sides.
General.
Yeah.
Like, every.
So it's like, like what I say, tell my husband you can't come because it's just me and Layla doing something.
Yeah.
I think,
should each parent have individual bonding time with their biological child?
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, Rivers, stay home. Got to hang out with Layla.
Yeah, and we do that, but it's more of like, it's just a girl's night.
Yeah, it's not
it's
about...
It's not like that.
Yeah, that's why I say I think it should just happen in general with each
child. We have two other children. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, I'm prioritizing, because what you don't want to do is make the other child feel so like special.
Yeah.
Then now your other two are feeling, I wouldn't want my other two to feel like, oh, I don't really matter. Like it's about Layla because she's the special child and she's the one who was here first. And she's got all these grandparents
Noble already thinks she's lucky because KK got two moms.
Yeah.
She's got two mommies.
Yeah.
I think it's coming from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Because with my stepdad, we never went on a date together. We've never done anything that made us bond together. So like, we don't have that deep relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe she's going that route, getting to know, more so like Rivers going on a date with Layla
and
connecting with her.
Yeah.
So I think that's the route that she's trying
to Rachel, go ahead and let your husband take take the other kids out, like, you know, because I think that that's important. Yeah. I think the building the relationship, mm-hmm. the relational, like, yeah. part of it all is so, so important because, I mean, I tell my daughter all the time, like, you just so happen to be blessed with two dads yeah, yeah. and two, you know, I do yeah. say that because you rather make them feel like oh, yeah. this is a good thing exactly. than a bad thing. Exactly. Like, oh, my parents didn't work out. Maybe it was because of me because that happens. Like, yeah.
But yeah. when you get older, the conversations kind of change because mm-hmm. it's not.
They
you
recognize
that. Yeah, yeah, she's not 4 years old, excited mm-hmm. to have two moms anymore. Yeah. Like, oh, yay, I hit the, you know, it's a whole different thing.
The jackpot.
Yeah, it's like, because now you're shuttling between two homes.
Yeah.
Like, we have, KK comes basically every other weekend. So she's got to pack a bag and yeah. come and, you know, have clothes and a tube. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, it turns it to something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say what I've noticed though, as you, even you saying that, it just kind of brought the fact that I noticed that my daughter has different, like I can kind of pick up on her emotions now from when she, you know, goes from one house to another. Her mood is just so different. And so what I've allowed is I like to create space for that and being able to say like, hey, like, how do you feel right now? Yes. How do you feel? What's going on? Like, I know what you went to your dad's yeah. house. What did you do over there? I also want to make sure she doesn't feel like she has to like keep quiet yeah. about what goes on over there. Yeah. Like, I don't want to like, you know, offend my mom right. or feel like I had so much fun over there right. and I hate being here. Like, I want her to feel like, hey, if you want to say like, look, I had the time of my life in my dad's house. And now that I'm back, I'm kind of upset because now I have to have rules. Yep. Say it.
Yep. Well, that's why. So KK doesn't have a lot of, I mean, if you've ever met my stepdaughter, she's the easiest
she's
girl in
gym.
The world. But she doesn't really have rules or expectations at my house. But I told her, like, trust me, if you lived here, like if you were like, if this was your primary household, like it wouldn't be that, like there would be expectations. So I don't want her to think like, oh, my mom's so strict. But when I go over to my dad's house, like Blair's like, mm-hmm. I don't got to do nothing. I'm like, don't worry. Like it would be the same way. There'd be expectations.
I think but I will say it gives the impression mm-hmm. that it wouldn't, because no matter what, how many times you can say that, yeah. like mm-hmm. she still feels like, yeah. dang, like this place is so much better.
Yeah.
When she comes back, of she kind of has like, and she probably doesn't recognize it, but it's like a small resentment. Yeah.
And that's why we get
parent.
To be the good cop. Like
it
sucks.
It does. But I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Y'all have anything else for Rachel?
Did we
cover
it? Get in the group chat. Start
right.
the group chat.
Yeah. If you guys have anything or you have any comments or honestly, if you have a letter, make sure that you email heyma@momsactually.com. Yes, because we will be more than happy to answer your questions. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We are so excited to have you. Bye.
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey, Mom.
What's up?
Hey mom,
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 what's up?